Hi, this is Reverend Sue with Magic Reviews, and this is our first episode on Since I Love My Cat, as you can see from the icon for this podcast. I decided that the first website we would review is The Magical Cat, and it's magical with a K. So it is www.themagicalcat.com. And it is a commercial site. It has lots of stuff for sale, but what I like about it as a, what my magical friends call a correspondence queen, I do a lot of magic dealing with magical properties of colors, gemstones, herbs, wand woods, phases of the moon, sort of stuff like that, all those correspondences. What I like about this website is that it, in the nav bar, actually has links for color properties, gemstone properties, and herbal properties. So let's click on color properties, and it gives you the magical correspondence for a number of colors, including shades of colors like lavender, violet, and purple, as well as indigo, light blue, regular blue, and all of the others. And I find that the correspondences that are listed here are pretty normal. You're not going to find anything too abnormal or unusual about these color correspondences. And clicking on gemstone properties, there's a really good alphabetical list. Everything that I can see in it. And what's great is that it's not just a list of what Magical Cat sells. There are links to gemstones that you can purchase through the site, but there are more than that. And it's a pretty comprehensive list. And then looking at the link called Herb Grimoire, again, this is more than just what they sell. What I like about this is that because herbs have a lot of folk names or alternative names, Magical Cat has gone ahead and given a name and then also called. And let's see if it is cross-referenced in any way. For instance, acacia is called gum arabic or arabic gum. And it looks like, just using that one, yes, it is actually. So it's listed under all three of those names, acacia, gum arabic, and arabic gum. And since that's one they sell, there's a link with a tooltip that says buy acacia herb at the Magical Cat. And so you know that that's something that they also sell. I'm not sure where they got all of their information, but again, everything that is listed seems to be pretty typical, and so I think it can be relied on pretty well. But again, always use caution with correspondences. Somebody could make something up, to be quite honest. But if you see the same thing listed on a bunch of different websites that you or and a bunch of different books that have different sources, then you can probably use that herb for whatever works for you. So this has been the first episode of the Magic Reviews, reviewing www.themagicalcat.com, magical with a K. And good luck in your correspondence hunting and in all your magic.